Big Finish for the love of stories.
In a far corner of the universe, a woman was on trial. Even in a large hat, bedecked with exotic feathers and a bright green raincoat with a purple fur trim, she seemed a very small, forlorn figure as she stood under a bright cone of light. The panda standing beside her was an even smaller, even more forlorn figure. Both hung their heads as if in shame, as the lofty voices of their accusers rang out above them.
Iris Wildchime, we have summoned you here before us.
The woman in the spotlight gulped.
Oh, Eck. Do not fear, my dear,
boomed the disembodied voice, not unkindly.
You are trembling, but you need not fear us unduly. We are your own kind. We are your mothers and aunties. We won't harm you. Not really.
The woman known as Iris shook her fist and tried to sound as defiant as she could.
I know who you are. You're the good night ladies. Ha! I know all about you and all the things you do.
The voice was implacable.
We are responsible for the smooth running of the clockworks. We go about our work secretly.
Iris stared at the darkness around her. It felt like nothing else existed beyond the bright column of light.
Why have you brought me here? What are you going to do to me?
The voice seemed to sigh.
Oh, you have made some dreadful mistakes, Iris, through clumsiness, neglect, drunkenness, and not taking things terribly seriously. You have used up all your chances. You have done untold damage to the very fabric of time and space. You will never fit in with our people. You will never be one of us.
Iris was feeling about in her coat pockets for her cigarettes and her lighter, with little success.
But that's exactly it. I never wanted to be just one of the crowd. I don't fit in, I know that. And that work you made me do, just fixing bits of old machines, it was hopeless. I don't have patience for stuff like that. That's why I ran away in my lovely old bus to explore the multiverse.
Now the voice of the goodnight ladies became peevish.
You were entrusted with maintaining the raw matter of the universe. We set you to work mending the threads that tie all of space and time together.
Iris produced a silver hip flask with a triumphant cackle.
Oh, hey, it were boring, she bellowed. It were awful. Ooh, I was falling asleep on my feet.